There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for
hey,
hey,
hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fry and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
a different
hey,
life
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong. Anybody getting in the way when the roots start to fly? You know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for
hey,
a
hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for
hey,
a
hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right. Goddammer, happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Harahuck right here in the Solid State Radio studio. Lyric Mall up here in Michigan. And man alive, we've already had a great day. A little bit rainy out there. We had a little taste of summer last weekend.
It's good Irish weather out there.
It is. It is. Irish. I was here all the time, and I didn't actually have to work and sleep.
There you go.
I just play Irish music every night.
Absolutely.
Well.
Should we give a shout out to Tilted Access and Kaylee?
Kylie, yeah.
For hooking us up.
Yeah, that's always a good time over there. And we started to head down to Axcadia, but that's just a long walk from where we're at. It is. We're going to have to go there on a different
stumble.
Day. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, we got a show we got to do. We got beer to drink and stories to tell and jokes to tell and.
We'll go check it out on Monday.
Yeah, I had to ice down my hand. Father John. So much happened this last Sunday, you guys. You have no idea. But we got a power pack show ahead of us tonight. We got some new music. Honest to God, Adam, this week,
yeah,
we played a new song last week from the Mary Wallopers.
Yes.
It was new to us. And I had that song stuck in my head for an entire day through the week. And it wasn't the day after. It wasn't Sunday morning. It was like Thursday. It popped into my head. I actually pulled it up on YouTube. So you guys, check out the Mary Wallopers, man. They're an oddball band, and don't look at their haircuts. Like a father of one of the band members said, someone should break off the other arm of that barber.
Find the barber and break up his other hand.
Yeah. So, and Jerry O'Connor Music, we got an interview coming up with him. Probably going to be playing that either this weekend or next weekend. We got to get that under control. And so much going on, but he's doing his U.S. tour, so let's follow him, and if you can make one of those shows, that'd be wonderful.
Absolutely.
But we also...
just talking about Father John. Well, guess who is calling in?
Oh, we got the... It's lit up. All right.
Here we go. Godspeed.
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Hey, Father John. Good evening to you.
Hi, Father. I haven't told Adam what happened yet.
What?
You and me, Drew, are going to have to talk.
I'm going to step out.
No. You got to hear this. And it was for the good. Go ahead and tell him, Father.
All right, so listen. Okay, so I don't know if it was one of my parishioners. I don't know. That all of a sudden someone's trying to steal the little donation box outside at the back of the church.
What?
That's what I said.
You don't steal from a church. That's the express lane to hell.
I kind of think so too.
They should make a song like that.
There you go. Call the Irish Rovers.
We have their number.
Yeah, I know that. So listen, and this is where I'm confused about you, Drew. What were you doing at the church?
Well, I was coming in like normal Sunday. I was just a little bit late. I always do show up. You just don't always see me there, and sometimes I kind of duck in and duck out, but I do listen once in a while.
Well, anyway, I get Drew jumps a fella out in the parking lot.
I didn't want him to get away with the church's money.
Okay, but did you have to bloody him up and gag him and all that stuff?
So I hauled him into the confessional.
Well, good, because at the start of the story, I thought it was going to be you that was stealing from the collection plate.
No. I was walking in late, and Father was in the middle of his sermon, and the collection box where they gather up all the tidings and everything, this fella was trying to steal it, and I was not about to let that happen. And so for the remainder of the service, him and I spent some time in the parking lot. Then, as I saw everybody leaving the church, I drug him into the confessional and knocked on the door.
Oh, boy.
Gag over his mouth. What the heck was he going to say?
A couple of hurrahs.
Well, he wouldn't stop screaming. I mean, he could have got Hail Mary out, but that's about it. He'd been like, hurrahs.
Hail Mary. Sister Mary's not happy with you. She had all kinds of blood to clean up, you goob.
Yes, I know, Father. That's okay. But
when it's the blood of Christ, everybody line up.
Yeah, well, the worst part's coming, though, Adam.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so listen. So then, all of a sudden, the police are there.
Oh, no.
I know. And they're getting ready to charge me.
You?
Well, he was at the scene of the crime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they kept pointing at him, like, because Father knew me, obviously, and they thought we were in on it together.
I know. And here I am now. I'm over here. I just don't know what even to do. I'm over here trying to be a priest, being a good man, and all of a sudden, they're pressing charges on me, and they're going to arrest me, and they want to put handcuffs on me. I'm thinking, oh, for heaven's sake. Violence isn't the answer, but you know, they weren't listening. So I looked to Drew, and I said, come on, do something for me here, son. Oh, you know Drew. He's looking around. Look, how's that flower garden doing? Do something for me here, boy. Andrew, tell him what you did.
Later, they were going to press charges on him, but I talked him out of it. And a good father looked at me and he says, listen, son, violence is not the answer. He says, but it was kind of funny.
I was not going to lie to you. After the police left, I was kind of laughing.
Well, I looked up. And look, you don't even have to worry about penance, Father. I've done it on my own. Isaiah 60:18. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, I looked it up. That's real. I wanted you to know that I was looking out for you. But also, you got to keep in mind, we are Irish, and fighting is part of what we do. In fact, after this, we're probably even going to play the Irish Fight song by the Stanfields.
I don't know if I know the song. Well, yeah. But I'm Irish. When do you see me fight?
Well, I...
You were probably a scrapper in your early days.
Well, maybe a time or two. But that was only because the people weren't being right by the Lord.
Right. And that's what I was just trying to, you know, stay in the good graces of the church. I know violence isn't the answer, but I was overcome with rage. But now I'm back to normal now.
Not you, normal.
Somewhat. My hand hurts a little.
Drew and normal don't seem to go together.
Well.
I was going to say Drew is normally drunk.
He's got you there.
Yeah. I'll buy into that.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Well, Father, you're going to have to listen in because the Stanfields are coming up next, and we'll let you be for tonight. And after this song, maybe you can, put a little extra in a sermon for me tomorrow. I'll try to be there on time.
If you show up on time, I'll definitely do it.
All right, Father.
We'll be saying a prayer for you tonight.
All right. Good night, Father.
Good night, Father.
Good night.
And prancing in their livery, they're howling at the gates again. Hot time in the old town tonight. Get yourself together and meet me at the magazine. We're gonna have a reckoning. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, we're gonna make it. At the cannery, hot time in the old town tonight. Keep your wits about you when we turn it up and fall upon the old sworn enemy. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, we're gonna make it.
Hey,
our own, but we're gonna do it right. We'll be right back.
more than 41. My corduroy breeches I put on. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the Royal Way, the Royal Way. And 42 from Barley Pool, I'm out of crew. Tell myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging ditches. I was working on the railway. When in 1843, got me shovel across me knee. Went to work for the company in the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging ditches. I was working on the railway. 44, I landed on that Liverpool shore. My belly was empty, my hands were raw, with working on the railway, the railway. Well, I'm weary of the railway, but Paddy works 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive. Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging engines. I was working on the railway. When in 1836, changed me trade from carrying bricks, changed me trade from carrying bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging engines. I was working on the railway. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven to work upon the railway, the railway. Well, I'm sick to my guts on a railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. Well, I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging ditches. I was working on the railway.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
Thank you.
Well, there we go. Happy Saturday, everybody. God damn her, there's some Flatfoot 56.
There's some I haven't heard in a while. God damn her.
Yeah, well, Flatfoot 56 was out there in Muskegon. They actually came for the Irish Fest.
Oh, nice.
Here in the, was it summer or fall? I don't know, it was warm weather. I know that. But, man alive, big show we got coming up tonight. And the thing is, there's so much new music coming out in the Celtic Irish world. And yes. I can't keep up with it. I really can't. We can't download it fast enough, ladies and gentlemen.
But we only have an hour.
Yeah. But we appreciate all you listeners out there and everything you guys do. Check out our Solid State radio station. We have all of our goodies at the store. We've got our coffee mugs and we've got our tank tops and our t-shirts and our hoodies and
yep.
yoga pants, and you can get Solid State Radio socks. You name it. If you wear it or you drink out of it, you could probably get it that says Solid State Radio, and we appreciate that. I don't know that you could get it that says the Blarney Hour, but not many people would know what you're talking about.
We are going to be talking to the people in charge of that, because there's people that have wanted sessions gear. They've wanted Blarney Hour gear. The guys from Open for Discussion wanted some of their own gear.
Well, if you want to stop in, I'll give you a Blarney Hour sticker. I got Blarney Hour stickers. Shannon the Rubber made them for us.
But, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Blarney Hour in care of Solid State Radio.
Don't, no. Stop right there. Don't give us your address, because we're probably going to show up at your place.
Yeah. We'd have to send an airmail to Ireland.
Airmail, it's gonna show up on a stork. Yeah.
Put on some coffee, we're in. It's been a long goddamn flight.
That's right.
we drank them dry.
Yeah, no. Shannon made those stickers right before we went to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I tell you about that bartender I talked to when we were in Canada?
Drew, you have to be more specific.
Yes, we talked to several. Every bartender in Sarnia. We were in Canada. No, you know, that one, they said there was a fellow from Ireland showed up a little bit longer. Or a little bit earlier than that.
Okay.
And I said, really? Someone all the way from, were they here to see the Irish Rovers? He said, no, it didn't appear that way. He said, boy, my phone just went off there. That was Shannon the Rubber from New Days Massage. Apparently, they're listening in, and they're like, oh, thanks for the shout out there. Anyway, back on topic, the bartender from Canada said the Irishman came in, and they said, boy, that's quite a ways to come for a drink. What are you here on business? You here to see the Irish Rovers? He said, nigh. He said, I was back at my home pub in Donegal. And he says, as I looked down at my beer, he said, I could see right through it in the coaster. And he said, it said drink Canada dry. He says, so I thought I'd stop in and give it a shot. So, on that note, we're going to roll right in to Never Drink 'Em Dry by Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
No, I'm sure you've heard the sorry tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the five corpsmen had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishop's Town. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts raining, the thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landing on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and dry. Well, we finally got him out the door and put him against the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and dry. left our side. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his ball, the head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. In the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harpened and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, then tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The willow man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Gone are the lime walks of yesteryear, with their Bowery Rows and Paradise Streets. Gone are the wooden ships with their canvas sails and shantymen, with their ballads, songs, and tales. But the seas are still here, and the voices are singing, and the music of the squeeze box hosts the air, and the wind is in the rigging. Put not your trust in the shantyman, but in the shanties. Oh, the Hawkeye sailors roll and go when they come down to San Francisco with a
Hawkeye, a railroad navvy with a Hawkeye. You roll ashore with a Hawkeye, oh, she wants a Hawkeye man.
Pay off in hand and primed is he, he'll spend his money fast and free
with a Hawkeye, a railroad navvy with a Hawkeye. You roll ashore with a Hawkeye, oh, she wants a Hawkeye.
hog-eyed man.
He'll go ashore where the girls do dwell. He'll hoist them high and ring their bells
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with his hog-eye. He'll roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
Now Susie's at the seaside sifting sand with a big ogre in for a hog-eye man.
With a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eye man.
And Sally's in the garden shelling peas. A little hog-eye sitting on her knee
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eye man.
And Jenny's in the kitchen making duff. The cheeks of her ass go chup, chup, chup
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eye man.
Oh, it's hand me down my walking cane, for I'm going to see my darling Jane
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eye man.
Oh, it's who's been there since I've been gone. Some railroad navvy with his sea boots on
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eye man.
It's a hog-eye ship and a hog-eye crew, a hog-eye mate and skipper too.
With a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eye man.
Thank you.
The Sessions Concert Series is getting heavy. Come on out Saturday, May 6th, to Flint Local 432 in downtown Flint for Metal Night. Some metal bands from Michigan that you need in your life. Fate of Misery, Blood Rune Sigil, Never the Crash, and I just might have a surprise up my sleeve. Saturday, May 6th, Flint Local 432. It's a $5 cover and all ages welcome. And get your metal on. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
When I asked Doug, the founder of Red Lime Brewing Company, what he thinks sets him apart, what he prides himself on, without hesitation, he proudly said, "We only use Michigan-sourced ingredients from plow to pint, and folks, that says everything about the quality of drinks you have at Red Lime Brewing."
Join the Mug Club, and you get a free birthday beer and a ton of other perks.
Red Lime Brewing is located at 5470 Lapeer Road in Burton. Again, that's 5470 Lapeer Road, Burton. Stop in and have a cocktail. You will not be disappointed.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stones Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stones Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Saturday. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Herhuck right here on the Blarney Hour.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, my goodness. Shannon the Rubber sending us messages. You know what?
Hi, Shannon. How was your glitter the other day?
Yeah. Yeah, we put the glitter dicks on Shannon and Monica's doorstep there.
You had
and
to do
fact,
it twice.
Yeah. We had to do it twice because we put it down once. And then the maintenance guy comes through with his vacuum and his headphones, and he's like,
vacuumed them all up.
And I go out to take a squirt mid-break, and I'm like, Adam, all the glitter dicks are gone. And he's like, Lurch probably vacuumed them up. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, okay, I can fix this. So I like sprinkled them just on the edge and slid the floor mat under the door. So those of you that want to see what we're talking about, check out Shannon Clark on Facebook. She actually
personal Facebook.
That's right.
And here's her home address.
It's public. Yeah, she's the owner of New Days Massage right here in the Lyric Mall. It's across the hall from us. Upstanding citizen of the community and keeps people loose and relaxed in the stressful world we live in.
Loves random phone calls. Her phone number is...
Yeah, it's not a 976 number, so it's not like that kind of massage parlor. But we did that interview with Jerry O'Connor. We're going to be playing that, folks. We got to get things edited down because we got a little out of control, and this is, we got to be radio etiquette. But he told us one of his children is a piper in the band called the Merry Wallopers, and we played him last week, and this song was so stuck in my head. And we like to introduce music that hasn't been signed and hasn't been played. I mean, we play our traditional, and we play the new music from the big bands. But we try to get some other bands out there. And so coming up right here on Solid State Radio, probably the only place you're going to hear it. I know they did tour the U.S. They were just in Pennsylvania and whatever else. But here is the Merry Wallopers with cod liver oil and orange juice right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. We'll be right back.
a pump, and he came out paralytic. Oh ho ho, VP Insider, ah, what a hell of a mixture of liver oil and the orange juice. Does this bus go to the Daniston Valley? Oh ho ho, I'm looking for a lumber. Ah, flower of the Gorbals, ah, glory, hallelujah, on the royal and the orange juice. Oh, Mem Mary, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just that we are standing. Ah, glory, hallelujah, on the royal and the orange juice. Shows your chances. Ah, 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 glory, hallelujah. One liver royal and the orange juice. Oh, Mary, can I run you home? Ho, 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 I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah, 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 you're a hell of a funny. One liver royal and the orange juice.
Sunshine and punchlines told by my kin save us from living this hell that we're in. My grandmother told us beware of the trolls. They'll come for your money and swallow your souls. All that you've worked for will come to an end. The devil's a bastard, but he says he's your friend. Oh, moon, lay me on down and carry my troubles away. For tomorrow's not promised today. Thank you.
Work hard and watch what you say, or they'll cancel your ass. It's the move of the day. The government's fucked and the media too. They'd rather you die for the red, white and blue. Deathbeds, meth heads, sugar and spice. Puppy dog tails these days don't suffice. My great-great-grandpappy would spin in his grave, 'cause freedom means nothing if you live like a slave. Oh, lay it all out and let the chips fall where they may. Every ass likes to hear himself pray.
To call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I've tried, 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 and I've tried even more. I've cried, 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 and I can't recall what for. I've pressed, I've pushed, I've yelled, I've begged in hopes of some success. But the inevitable fact is that it never will impress. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have runneth dry. I've tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy. I've no more fucks to give, though more fucks I've tried to get. I'm over my fuck budget, and I'm now in fucking debt. I strive, strive, strive to get everything done. I've played by all the rules, but I've very rarely won. I've smiled, I've charmed, I've wooed and laughed, alas, to no avail. I've run round like a moron to unequivocally fail. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck fuse has just blown. I've been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck rations are depleted. I've rallied my fuck army, but it's been fucking defeated. The effort has just not been worth the time or the expense. I've exhausted all my energy for minimal recompense. The distinct lack of acknowledgement has now to realize that I don't give a fuck at all. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have flown away. My fucks are now so fucked off they refuse to fucking stay. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have gone insane. They've come back round and passed me while they're fucking. again. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all dissolved. I plan many projects, but my fucks won't be involved. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all been spent. They fucked off from the building and I don't know where they went. I've no more fucks to give.
Started wars. How pretty does she have to be when she's down upon all fours? I find the ones who aren't so pretty are diamonds in the rough. Cause pretty girls may look good, but the ugly know their stuff. To spend the night with Mabel, I overcame my fears by going to the cock and bulls and drinking 15 beers. She'll do it all night long, that girl. She never calls it quits. And her favorite way to please me is by romping with her.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
Mary's such a lazy girl, she never wants to work. With scabs and bites and bed sores, her task she always shirks. But when she gets to walk in, I love to watch her strut. Cause I know later on she'll let me put it in her.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
Claire is such a scrawny girl, it's short as she is thin. With buck teeth and a lazy eye and warts upon her chin. But when she gets a man in bed, she'll toss him like a rock. It's like the devil takes her when she's gnawing on my...
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
There's Gertie from Newcastle who smells like fish and beer. She's got one brow across her head and a cyst upon her ear. But once you get to know her, you'll really love that lass. Cause when she goes to work, she'll suck the bed sheet through you.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
Madge is not a pretty one, she frightens all the boys. But if they only knew about the technique she employs, she'll swirl and twirl and spin you, then point it at her bum. Then grin that toothless smile when she's gargling.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round your head.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A little bit of a delay there. Adam was caught with
it. I misjudged the whole thing and come back.
I don't know what button to push. Adam's like, I got to
take... I'll be back in a second.
Yeah, he's like, I got to take a piss. And apparently, he underestimated how much urine he actually had in his bladder.
I did, because I was like, it wasn't that long ago I had visited the facilities.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going and going and going, and apparently his bladder took over the persona of the Energizer Bunny. And he's like, well, I can't stop it. He's like, I'm 48 years old. There is no stoppage at this point. When you're young...
I'm just happy it's going. Well, the thing was, it was one of those tracks where, like, it says it's, like, 2 minutes, but then, like, at a minute 30, it just stops.
It's the Poxy Boggers. They got a short wick, just like any other man in their industry. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
So, yeah, that one's on me, folks.
Yeah, south end of the radio show anyway. We always turn down the rabbit hole that is the darkness of the Irish overlords. But let's face it, we have a good time, and we play all the music here. If it's Celtic-like or if it's Irish-like, Adam's like, why don't you play traditional music? And I'm like, well, because everyone knows traditional music. How many times can you hear Danny Boy or Whiskey in the Jar? We are going to play everything that came out of Ireland or all the other Celtic brands. Yep. And I don't care if you're new and up and coming, you know, shoot us an email. Shoot us a message on the Blarney Hour. I mean, everybody sees it. Everybody hears it. And let us know. We'll play your stuff, or if you want to come in the studio,
yeah, absolutely.
We're going to try to reach out to Blackthorn. That's another Detroit Irish group. You know, no different than Stone Clover,
yep.
Who's from here in Michigan, and there's
Paulie.
A lot of, yeah, Paulie. So anyway, that's going to wrap it up for the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio here, but. We are going to continue to play music, and we're going to play Michigan-made music. And since I didn't get any Stone Clover in, I'm going to put in a special request that Adam opens up Solid State Sessions with maybe even a two for a Stone Clover. I know it's not two for Tuesday, but I bet you could play two songs by Stone Clover.
I can definitely give you one.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're probably going to open up, but stick around because Solid State Sessions is coming up next. Right here on Solid State Radio, and that is nothing but Michigan-made music, be it all Bruce Springsteen, or I'm sorry, Bob Seger.
Yeah.
Far be it for me to get those two mixed up. Stevie Wonder, Madonna, I mean, who else?
On today's show, I've got Ava Under Fire, I have Stifling 80th, a brand new one from them, Sugar Punks. Our own Serenity Grant. Yeah, she's
Rand.
In that band. I have Among These Ashes, Rich Clark.
Yeah,
we've met him many times.
And the Clark Country Drifters.
Yes. Well, he's doing the metal route this time. And he is not pumped the brakes at all. This is metal, folks.
Yeah.
I have a new one from Lonnie Ray all coming up here. And, of course, your requests. If you want to hear anything, just send me a message to sessions@solidstateradio.net.
All right, but that's going to do it for me, folks. I might stick around and give Adam a hard time for the next half hour, but coming up next Saturday, we're going to have another Power Pack show. So stick around for Sessions. See ya.